Successful Balanced Living Show. I am your host, Linda Adams, otherwise known as LA. The goal of this show is to help educate you on how to achieve success and balance in your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we do that by inviting guests each week to share their knowledge with you on their areas of expertise. And in the studio with me today, we have a repeat guest just from last week. Her name is Andrea Wenger, and she is a sound healer and Reiki master. And then joining us via phone again is Beth Rapps. She's a coach, consultant, and founder of Raising Clarity, which focuses on peaceful, ethical money management and nonprofit fundraising. So last week, we talked about money. Right? And removing blockages and how to feel better about money and giving and receiving equally. And this week we want to talk about time. And Beth and Andrea are going to show us how to reclaim time that we may be giving away to others without meaning to, and how that all actually relates to money. So welcome back, Andrea and Beth.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
I just absolutely loved what we did last week. And you're in for a treat again today, people, because they're going to do the same kind of scenario where we talk a little bit and then we also do a wonderful meditation. Andrea's back with her crystal singing bowls. And so she's going to do some singing with the bowls and some bells and rain stick and all kinds of great stuff. So I know that you guys had talked to me a little bit about, you know, what about time and how what happens in our lives with time and how we tend to give that away and not value it enough, especially people that are in the giving professions, right? Practitioners especially. And I know firsthand I do it a lot myself, unfortunately. So who wants to start off with kind of talking about that today? Beth?
Well, I'm happy to do that.
Perfect.
Oh. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Great. Okay. So hi, everyone. And I'm really grateful to be back. We conceived this as a two-part show because what we're doing has so much to do with setting boundaries around the use of time and the use of money. And we don't think of it that way. We think of it as a flow in our work. And I guess those are the opening comments that I wanted to make, I think, about how to understand what we're going to be doing and what role guided meditation has to play. So like last week, I'm going to give a little bit of information, and then we're going to move into the guided meditation. And I think like last week, we want to emphasize that if you're driving, you should hang up and not, you shouldn't listen to the guided meditation part until you're parked, unless you're pulled over or in the recorded, you know, you can always get the recording.
Absolutely. I'm glad you remember to say that. Because we certainly don't want anyone being harmed today. That's against what we're all about.
Definitely.
And can I ask you really quick, when you talk about flow, does that have to do with the blockages? So, you know, the best way for all of us is to be the natural flow of giving and receiving. And so when we have these blockages, then it stops that flow. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is definitely what my mental picture is of it. Exactly. That we're born with a really good flow. That's right.
And then things
and,
just
and I want
over.
To be sure Andrea gets a chance to sort of say her, you know, weigh in here too. But yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. The blocks can come from all sorts of things, from experiences and trauma, or from just the beliefs that we've taken on. And our culture is so. We are commonly, you know, just it's almost become like a badge of honor to be like, I'm so busy, you know?
Right.
So we're in this go, go, go culture. Mm-hmm. And so by being able to release some of the expectations that others have on us or that we have on ourselves that would cause kind of blocks in a free flow of our experience of time, mm-hmm. Really helps us to reconnect with, like Beth was saying, that natural source, that natural flow that we're born with. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be sure that we do. I really want your help kind of directing us for your listeners.
Sure.
We do everything custom. Nothing is canned with us.
For sure.
So please, if you've gotten any comments on last week, if you've had any thoughts about last week or what you were hoping for this week, please share them.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is like Andrea had just said, that, you know, we all are so busy. You hear everybody say it every day. Oh my gosh, I never have enough time in the day. And, you know, I know with me personally, I have a lot on my plate. And I actually just met someone the other day, and I asked her what she did, and she said, I'm a slasher. And I go, what does that mean? And she says, well, you know, I'm a member of this board, slash, I run a nonprofit, slash, I run my own business, slash. And I go,
amazing.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a slasher too.
Yeah.
And you know, Andrea's right. I mean, some of us have this big badge of honor. I mean, everybody always says it to me. And I forget, like on social media especially, that how many people see the things you put out there, right? And so I swear every time I see someone, they're like, gosh, you're so busy. You do so many things. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing with me, and that I really wanted you guys to talk about today, and we had related this to the money piece last week, is especially when you give your time away and you're not getting anything return value money-wise. And I tend to do that a lot. I tend to say, oh, well, I'll help them with this and that will lead to this, right? And then when it doesn't, then it's like, oh, did I waste my time? You know, so then you start second guessing, and then the next thing comes along and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do that or not. So I think it's really important for us to talk about that relation to giving of your time and the relation to money. And how can we improve that?
Sounds great. I really appreciate the perspective. Andrea, do you want to say anything before I start?
No, go right ahead.
All right, honey. We talked about this in depth yesterday. Andrea's known me a long time, and I really tend to treat time as a substance. I'm realizing. I'm trying, and I've been doing this for so long that I don't have a lot of the issues that other people have about time. I live in the 21st century. I own a cell phone. It's a very old-fashioned cell phone, but I mean, I'm on social media. I'm not immune to the pressures, but because I treat time like a tangible thing, I have created ways that I sculpt it, that I carve it up into pieces. And then I sometimes carve out a piece where absolutely nothing is going to be happening. And I call that, lately I've been calling that yin time, as in yin yang, yin time. It's earthing, it's time for me to ground and just literally do nothing sometimes, which is really, really hard, and I acknowledge that. So I was talking with Andrea about where the pain points are for people. And some of them, Linda, you've expressed also in writing to us and in what you just said, and this idea of being a slasher. You know, I typically think of a slasher as a violent thing, and there's a kind of violence. Thomas Merton, in fact, has a wonderful quote about the violence of contemporary culture, feeling like we are never doing enough and we're always being pulled in some many directions. And Merton was a contemplative, in case people don't know who he is. He was a monk. And he felt pressures. So we're going to get into this more in the guided meditation. We're going to invite listeners to hear, to see time as a flow. I sometimes use water metaphors and think of it as, sort of channeling it. I definitely think of it as all mine. It belongs to me. It's my wealth. And sometimes we want to trade it away for money. Like you talked about, Linda, in a speculative way. Well, if I do this for free, I'll get this back. And I think those kinds of times are really important. I give away lots of my time. Sometimes I don't expect anything back. And sometimes, like you, I do. Like you mentioned, I know you give away your time too. I do expect something back. And the only difference is I conduct that as an experiment. So I carve out an amount of time that I'm willing to give to that experiment, and I set those boundaries, and I very seldom exceed them. And then at the end of the experiment, I look critically at what I got back. And if I didn't get enough back, I say no the next time. And I feel like, especially among women and especially among helpers, but not only, parents, lots of people, caretakers, because a lot of us are in the sandwich generation, so we're taking care of children and we're taking care of elders. We have a really hard time saying no, and that gets to an issue of not being liked, not being likable, not working hard enough is another one of the prejudices in our culture, that we must not be very important if we can actually say no and refuse to be busy. that we just must not matter very much, because all the people around us who seem to matter are the ones who are crazy busy. Crazy busy is the thing, right? And I have just decided that I must just be from the other planet, like the planet where your value is the wisdom that you bring, the depth and quiet that you can bring. I mean, I can help quiet a room or a Zoom meeting. I'm in a lot of video. I do a lot of work. I telecommute pretty much by my presence. People really feel it. And I thought, this is what Raising Clarity is about. This is what we want to be doing with people. And it's not about Raising Clarity. It's just that aura is felt. And to me, that brings about the beloved community. It brings about more love in the world. It brings about the energy that we actually want. So it's okay with me if people don't like me. That's a really radical statement. It's okay if I don't always like myself, that part of my small self doesn't always feel comfortable saying no. It's okay. It's the pathway to this incredible freedom and stillness and ability to set boundaries and have sanity. Let me stop there for a bit.
I love it.
Questions, people.
I actually, a phrase that I've heard quite a bit and that I actually was one of my favorite sayings is that, you know, time is more valuable than money. You can always make more money, but once you spend your time, it's gone forever. And, you know, and you're right. I mean, it's just a matter of how do you value your time and where do you want to spend that time?
Right.
I love
it. And so another big time grab is social media. Mm. Let's talk about that just for an instant. Mm. I'm very conscious of the time I spend on social media, including the times I disappear down a black hole. You know, because my life is fairly scheduled and I'm attuned to the passage of time, I notice that if I disappear down one of those black holes that we have on social media where we just are gone and then we come back and we realize, oh, it's been a while, and I can adjust for that. And I don't just treat time as a substance. I treat it as like a living, learning laboratory, like how I interact with time. I'm very interested in it. And I think listeners, in order to have more time, we have to start taking an interest in how long we actually spend doing real things, including stuff like social media. And particularly for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, healers, we think that the more time we spend on social media, the bigger community we're going to build. And most people have a local or regional community. They don't have a national community. And so the important thing is to actually get out and do face-to-face work with people. If we're going to give away time, because let's face it, most of the time on social media, we're giving away our time, let's cut down the time that we spend online and do more face-to-face things where we're actually relating to people and still create those as experiments, still evaluate, is that a good use of my time? Always thinking about that.
Yeah, and I want to chime in here, too, because like Beth was saying, you know, she just brings this aura to her work with others. And I have benefited so much from her work and particularly from her support around some of my issues with time. And it's especially in recent months, I've just been realizing how many things seem like they're really good and they're really important. But when I really get clear with myself about what I'm committed to, or what is important to me right now at this time in my life, which might look very different from, you know, a few months or a few years ago, you know, when I'm ready to really commit to some of the things right now where I need to put a little more focus and energy into the next level of my own healing work, as well as my own skills and what I'm bringing to my work with clients, I've had to really catch myself when I'm, you know, wanting to go do this or that, that seems like such a good thing, and I can justify it in some way. But when I'm really honest with myself, you know, no, I don't need to do that. And I really want to be diverting that time flow into some other things. And it's not easy, because some of the things that I know I need to commit myself to and that I am committed to, they've been really hard for me to give that time to those things recently. And so, but in working with Beth, I've been able to really chunk it down into a way that it's very, very doable. You know, I can tend to have this idea that, like, I need a huge chunk of time for X, Y, or Z, and I never have that. And so I never get to it. Yeah. Whereas if I just, you know, commit little bits of time and allow myself to be in more of a flow with things, and really giving focus and attention, you know, really staying aware of what I value in my life and what I want to be giving that time to.
And I think that's the most important thing first, is getting very clear on your values and what's really important to you and where you're spending your time. And, you know, as an example, I mean, I love to entertain. However, I have so many things on my plate right now. I had actually planned a big gathering at my house on Saturday night, and I had probably close to 40 people coming to my house. And over the past week or so, I've been thinking, I just have so much going on. I just don't want to have that gathering now. And I did something I never have done before. I canceled. I just sent out a message and I said, it's not going to happen. You know, I've got too much going on, and it's not feeling right. And so for various reasons, I'm going to cancel and we'll have it another time.
What a great example of just, you know, following what felt right to you, even though you risked, you know, other people not liking you or being upset or disappointed.
They'll still like me. I'll invite them another
time. Of course they will. That's right. It's just in our heads that we think they won't.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So,
have respect, and you're doing great modeling too, I think.
Thank you. So do we want to go into the meditation? It's about 17 past
or so.
Okay.
How many more minutes do we have, Linda?
We've got about 12 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
Before we go into the meditation, I want to do an announcement of the workshop that we're going to do now, so that we're not trying to rush that at the very end.
Perfect.
And then, Linda, will you give us a clear closing?
Yes.
Just make sure that we close. So, Andrea, would you just let people know that we're going to be teaching in Maine about this?
Sure. Yes, we have a workshop coming up on Saturday, March 24th. It's called Are You Buying Time? Finding Your Personal Time Flow. And it's going to be 10:30 to 1 at the new Rosemont Wellness Center, which is right on Brighton Avenue, about a block away from the Rosemont Bakery. So
people can find out more on your website, AndreaWenger.com.
Yes, actually, first of all, there is an event on Facebook, and links will be on my website very shortly, by the end of today or within a day or two. Yes, AndreaWenger.com.
For the listeners, the simplest thing is to direct them to just one channel. So AndreaWenger.com is where it will be in a day or so.
Yeah,
right?
Very shortly.
Okay,
perfect.
Great. And
love
Linda,
the title.
Linda can also post it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Great, thank you. Yeah, and Linda's been really very supportive. So we thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So thank you.
Happy to help.
Okay, great. So now I want people to, again, if you're not driving, if you're driving, please don't do this. Just come to the recording or pull over, because you'll be in a light trance. Very light, but still, just be breathing. Just observe the fact that you are breathing. And begin to notice your breath as an ebb and a flow. And begin to see that as very gentle little wavelets in a river. You can be the river. You can also step back and just sit on the bank, observing this river. Just observing it. There's a flow, and it's your flow of time. This is your time in your life. The flow of time, precious, precious, beautiful water of time in your life and how it flows. And as you begin to observe it, you notice that there may be a rock, small rocks, big rocks, but there are things in the water that are channeling the time, that the flow is having to go around them. In some places, the flow might even be stopped up. There may be so many things in the water. The water is having a really hard time flowing. And what you're really fascinated with is this flow, how time is always moving. It's always different. It's maybe even a little scary. It's like so beautiful and powerful. You're not, maybe you haven't completely claimed it. Maybe you want to get in and just get wet and just enjoy the fact that this is your time. You've been given this as part of your life, just like your breath, this awareness of time and its flow. while you're enjoying that, your attention again turns to anything that's in the river that's blocking it. And you have the power to pick up those rocks, just things that are in the river, and pick them up, look at them. Experiment with just setting one on the bank, picking one out. Maybe the flow is too great when you take that one out. Maybe you put it back in. Maybe you leave it out. Maybe there's one that's so big you can't move it yourself. You can ask for help. The rock can become lighter. Or maybe the water is okay to flow around that. Maybe that helps to sculpt your flow. And if it does, then downstream, try removing a rock so that the water can flow around the great thing. And you still have a nice flow. You're sculpting your time flow. Allow the music to help you, allow the sound to help you be creative, and just observe your feelings. Just tune into your heart and observe yourself experimenting, playing, and experiencing your flow. I would love to hear, while we can still end in calmness, how that was. If you have a thought, Linda, or if anyone who's listening has a thought, I know there are ways people can reach you. We would love to hear your experience.
Yes, if anyone does want to come in, we have a couple minutes left. Call in at 780-4909. You know, my thoughts, well, first of all, I have to say that it's a very different experience for me sitting here in person with Andrea and the crystal singing bowls, because I don't get to just hear it. I get to feel it. And I'm
it's taken me a while to really feel vibrational energy from, you know, usual inanimate objects, but that's actually what comes through for me. And with the singing combined with that and your meditation, it's like the perfect trifecta, honestly. So I'm very moved with what you all just did. So what I would say is, if anybody can go to that workshop in person on the 24th of this month, or March, we're almost there, I would highly recommend doing that, because I definitely see now why you add the different elements. It's not just the meditation and the talking part of it. It helps to expand more and really to just see it clearer. I have, honestly, when I meditate, I have a hard time envisioning things. And that really helped me to calm my mind and really be present in what you were, you know, sharing with us. So,
thank you so much. That is exactly why I love working with Andrea. It's really quite a different experience with her work.
Absolutely.
I wanted to add that there is going to be a transition in the workshop. The very end of it is going to be helping people write a very simple plan, make some commitments to themselves before they leave. It's an important takeaway. Because I care so much, we care so much, that people do come away changed and with some commitments for the future. So there's going to be a little writing at the end of the workshop to help people move from the incredible experience of the meditation into what they want to see different in their lives about time.
Wonderful. Well, that is going to bring us to the end. I want to thank you both for being guests on both of my shows and sharing your beautiful gift with us. Appreciate it.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you, Beth. And again, if you'd like to find out more about the workshop they were talking about with Andrea and Beth, go to andreawenger.com. And if you want to hear the show again or hear the show from last week, go to successfulbalanceliving.com and click on the WMPG link, and that will bring you to both shows. Next week, join us to hear from Katie Valancourt. She is actually a corporate trainer, but she's going to talk to us about how self-awareness can help you deal with conflict management and how everyone's communication style is different and how to use that to your advantage. And in closing, as always, I encourage you to take at least one step forward today that will move your life in a positive direction. You are responsible for your own health and happiness, and you can make changes, but only if you choose to. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next week.